I probably mentioned this already, but let me just finish by spending one foil discussing parallel matrix inversion or LU decomposition, which are essentially the same thing. When you go from matrix multiplication to LU decomposition, you actually find an algorithm. Whereas matrix multiplication is an algorithm you choose to make your computer look good, LU decomposition is pretty hard to make your computer look good. It tends to have very high overheads. The reason is that in matrix multiplication, I could always arrange the problem to do all my communication as n squared matrices. When you do LU decomposition, you will find it's just like Laplace's equation. The basic operation in matrix inversion is only processing a single row at a time, and that row then does something on a sub-block matrix. And so you'll find that although actually, again, the ratio of communication to compute, the overall ratio ignoring latency is about the same, the basic operations only can be blocked to block m elements together, where m is where you store m by m matrix elements in each processor. So matrix inversion is extremely sensitive to startup effects, and so tends to be quite hard to write efficient algorithms. And it gets even harder when you go to so-called banded matrices and things like that. There was another point I've already mentioned, which is illustrated here, which is straightforward to circumvent, namely you can't use simple, whereas for matrix multiplication, you can use simple block decompositions in one or two dimensions. In LU decomposition, where you basically start on row 0, eliminate it, then row 1, and then row 2, and so on, if you did a trivial decomposition, you'll find that processor 0 has nothing to do after you've eliminated, in this case, the first 25% of the rows. However, you can use simple cyclic decomposition to get load balancing. So you need, and you can, of course, for matrix multiplication, also use cyclic decomposition, because there is no locality in any matrix operation. Matrices are two-dimensional, but they're not local, because they're row and column oriented. All operations in matrices, they know about the number of dimensions, they do not know about any locality. I mean, the fact that one row is called 1 and the other row, next row is called 2 has no significance, because I can always permute 2 with row n and get n in the second position. So there is no locality, and so cyclic decompositions, which then do lead to load balanced algorithms, are quite satisfactory. All right, so that's the end of this class. You're meant to give me a project. There's no way I will do anything until Wednesday week, because I'm basically away for the next week. We have a conference on Java for Scientific Computing Monday and Tuesday next week, and so I will not exist till Wednesday. We have a conference on Java on the 16th and 17th. And then we have so I then rejoin the land of the living on the 18th. So I will not, then inconceivable, I will even think before the 18th. So you should bear that in mind in planning your life. So thank you for coming to this lecture. There's some evaluation sheets you're meant to fill in there. And have a good Christmas. Thank you.